ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 12/13/2019. Now let me tell you this. This is for idiots who are governor, baby-killing traitors to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, scum who are the governors of Virginia, and all of your minions. It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring it to our ears, the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have if life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Now, Northam, you baby-killing son of a buck, you traitor to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That was Patrick Henry addressing the Second Virginia Convention. Now, listen to this. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled. Here once the embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard round the world. The foe long since in silence slept, alike the conqueror's silence sleeps, and time the ruined bridge has swept down the dark stream which seaward creeps. On this green bank by this soft stream we set today a votive stone, that memory may their deed redeem when like our sires our sons are gone. Spirit that made those heroes dare to die and leave their children free, bid time and nature and gently spare the shaft we raise to them and thee. When hope was sinking in dismay, when glooms obscured Columbia's day, his mind steady from changes free, resolved on death or liberty, first, united, let us be, rallying around our liberty as a band of brothers joined. Peace and safety we shall find. Now, that's The Conquered Hymn by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and then the last stanza or two of Hail Columbia, which was written in 1789 on George Washington, who was a Virginian. Northam, you baby-killing, Second Amendment-stealing traitor, a son of a buck. George Washington, where was he from, you know? So anyway, it was Washington's inauguration as the first president. And now you got Georgia filled up with tons of illegal immigrants and all kind of migrants. Whatever, undocumented, MS-13, everybody and their dog. And you want to take the guns away. Now, apparently I was looking at Brother Quayle's site and Hal Turner's show. Let's see if I can click on that. I guess that Northam, the governor of Virginia, has already told his minions, his little toadies, okay? And here, let's see, let me get to the thing here. All right, here we go. Governor of Virginia has allegedly ordered a small cadre. Cadre is a communist word. You got a cadre of communist staffers to begin the process of determining how to cut off electricity, telephones, faxes, cellular phones and data, as well as the internet, in areas where he plans to send the Virginia National Guard troops to forcibly seize guns when the demon-possessed communist rat legislature convenes in January. Now, that particular law probably won't go into effect till July 1, just in time for 4th of July, of course. And I guess maybe, Northam, what are you going to do? Go up the hill from Charlottesville and go up to Monticello and burn Thomas Jefferson's house down because he held a slave? Oh, I forgot, your family held slaves too. Well, that's not the point in this modern era. Thomas Jefferson in the 1700s, I've been to his spot. He had refrigeration. He had an entire refrigeration thing to keep ice. He had all kind of food, vegetables, everything. And everybody that worked there was part of the deal, and they had a great... a great home and grounds. And everybody was well-heeled and well-fed, according to the laws of that day. But we've already gone through this. And I'm going to tell you what. I'd be remiss if we don't read this once again. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Well, just maybe you need a new government in Virginia. Maybe you need a new government in Virginia. And maybe there's some good old boys who will make sure that you get it. Now, let me see what else I've seen here today. Saw something else interesting. Let's see. I don't know if I can find this real quick or not. If you ever get a chance, listen to Stonewall Jackson's speech in Gods and Generals, the movie Gods and Generals, where he gives it to the Virginia, three regiments in Virginia. It's a tremendous speech. Let me see what I had here. I saw this somewhere, and this was really good. It was on Western Rifle Shooters. Western Rifle Shooters. And let's see if I can find it real quick. Oh, here's one. It's got the British thing. It says, keep calm and take one with you. I like that. That's a good one. Okay, where is this thing? So all I know is this. All right. Is that war is coming. And if they want to do that, then so be it. A state government knowingly and intentionally violating its citizens' civil rights by planning to enact laws violating explicit provisions of the U.S. Constitution isn't a problem. The fact that some Virginians will not comply with such nonsense and thus significantly lower such laws will lead to civil law. Civil war, very interesting, they say, of course. But here's the deal. Six Semper Tyrannis. I can't find exactly what it is because it was... Okay, I'm going to skip that right there. It was a real good quote out of Western Rifle Shooters. And if they're going to cut the electric grid and the power and the internet and the cell phones and all of it, then what I would say is this, that you need to look and analyze your roads. Get your high spots all ready to go. Get the levers, that's an old-fashioned way of pronouncing a lever, get your levers underneath the boulders on the side of the road, and get, you know, if you can, boys, get some of them old, big weather balloons and, you know, the thing at the car dealerships, the King Kongs and the Superman or the Godzilla balloons, you know, the great big ones. Well, you get them and you get a wire cable. You get one of them old steel wire cables that are real strong, you know, and you get you some kind of a winch and you get where you get a holler. And let's say that you got some people in your holler up there. And you got ridges on either side, and when you lure the helicopters into the thing, maybe you release King Kong and Godzilla in a crisscross and throw in a Superman to boot and just see how good they do, all right? See how good they do. And when the boulders come running down the hills, and then the good old boys follow with them, and when I say good old boys, I mean trained, righteous, Virginia, strong farmers, ranchers, timbermen, sailors, soldiers. And when they come down the hill, they have regular order and first line training as the old men of Virginia had back then. And you just might be able to count on some West Virginians coming down looking for a somebody who's looking for a critter, you know? Well, I'm going to tell you what. They got some good old boys that come down there, and then you might get some Carolina boys up there, you know? And some of this one, that one, and the other one. But I'm going to tell you what. Send Northam a nice postcard. Print it with big stuff. Print it on your computer, whatever, and say, Northam, governor, baby killer, and traitor to the Constitution. Send it to him. Stop Northam to cut off all power grids and everything before he attacks the troops, uses troops to try to attack. Those who are not in violation of the Constitution. But those are in violation of somebody who would steal the Constitution and rob it. And if you cannot go into the field with the Boy Scout troop and march, if you cannot teach your children how to shoot a shotgun or a rifle, you know, a .22 or anything, if that not being a Class 5 felony, and if Northam says, oh, there's going to be a grandfather clause. There ain't no grandfather clause in the proposed bill. There isn't one in there. But you see, here's the other part. They kind of started a little bit in California, didn't they? And then they went to the East Coast. And they're going back and forth, hitting you with the left, hitting you with the right, hitting you with the west, hitting you with the east, one up the center. You see what I'm saying? It's like a boxer, all right? So while you're watching California, Bloomberg and Soros and the Rothschilds were pouring in money to take your guns in Virginia. Then they backed both sides of the coin in Charlottesville. Both sides. And prompted what turned out to be initially a protest about the taking down of Confederate monuments and turned it into a torch parade, you know, and all of that. And then it turned it into an Antifa, Black Lives Matter, communist, lefty throw the poop bombs and the pee bombs and the concrete bombs and the stuff and all that and the water balloons. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The time for this crap is over with. President Trump got a little bit of a reprieve on the Supreme Court's going to hear the tax case. But I'm going to tell you what. You take any billionaire's taxes and they'll leak them all over. And you're going to find something in a billionaire's taxes that ain't going to be the right way. It just is. Then they're going to impeach him again. They'll impeach him again on some crap. And all of that stuff will leak. And then this decision will come out in June. And all the Supreme Court talk, this and that and the other. I'm going to tell you, Kavanaugh was probably political fodder not well spent. There was a certain woman that should have been appointed. She was stronger than Kavanaugh, who was a Bush man. As in the Bush family, the Arbustos. Now, let me tell you what I saw about 5:17 p.m. Eastern tonight. So 4:17 Central, 3:17, 2:17, etc. And where all the ships at sea are, I have no idea what the time is over there. But let me tell you something, Navy, Space Force, Air Force, highest level Army that you don't know where they're at, but they're there. Mighty men and women of valor, let me tell you something. While the South Koreans are rattling sabers, after North Korea's been rattling sabers and they're trading videos, Russia is sitting in Cuba using scalar weapons, and I saw it on the Mimic. University of Wisconsin, EDU, tropical moisture pattern. Oh, yes, that's what it is. You can't say it doesn't say we're going to watch scalar weapons. But as one of the parts of that, they can. You can do it. I've been watching them for years. And I'm telling you, I saw and told you, recall, there was going to be a major quake in California, and that's when they did the China Lake, because I was seeing it coming in from Russia. Do you remember that on air? I told you that. Next day, we had a huge quake, and it was the Russian deal, and all of China Lake, the huge $50 billion worth of underground stuff there destroyed. And now magma and everything moving all over in California, up into Cascadia. Vents in the ocean, all kind of stuff. And now, I'm going to tell you this. Brother Quayle had the article from, I think it was, Natural News, the old health ranger. It said why the title of the article was, Hawaiian volcanic activity could become the catalyst that unleashes an extinction level event in the Cascadian subduction zone. Exactly what Brother Quayle has been talking about for over a year and a half and really going out and put his money where his mouth is and sent film crews out and all kind of things to see what's going on. And he's got all kind of information from behind the scenes. And we're talking about the possibility then of losing and upchucking and upturning and liquefaction and everything. You know, all of like, Vancouver, B.C., Washington State, Oregon, Northern California, which will then trigger other events. I can remember even the old web bots predicting this about 10 years ago, where they couldn't get the timing right, but it was a future time when they said that the entire West Coast was topsy-turvy. Look, you'd lose Seattle, you'd lose Portland, you'd lose a lot of cities everywhere. And what is the key to it? In this case, they're saying Hawaii could be the key. Volcanic activity in Hawaii. Well, I'm telling you, I saw coming out of Cuba where the Russians have reestablished their Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, Lourdes, signal intelligence base, their equivalent of the NSA, with all kind of high-powered over-the-horizon radar, high-powered scalar stuff, all kind of things, they brought to bear and turned it back on and added to it in Cuba, and then I could see it being shot down through the earth and popping up in Hawaii and hitting Hawaii. So I'm going to tell you what, any boys and girls in the MMV, You go down there. Why don't you go down there and take a look? And if the Russians are doing that, why don't you direct your weapons, your particle beam weapons, right down onto them and give them a little act of God, quote-unquote, type warfare? Perhaps the Chaika needs to start to burn in Russia again. Perhaps in Red China, those dams on the three big rivers there that have flaws in them, have design flaws, which can't be fixed. And if you pulse them just right, for what I've heard, you can get them to wiggle around enough that, oh, all of a sudden China has a bigger problem. Because I'm going to tell you what, the act of God type warfare, the special operations type warfare, the economic warfare, weather warfare, all the different things, the destruction of food supplies, it's all been happening, and it's all whose plan? Lucifer. Ordo ab Chao. And with this 360 degree, 33rd degree, 360, whatever it is, the sun or a circle has 360 degrees. And sometimes they believe in the Schwarzensonnen, the black sun, you see. And you got all those guys out at the Isle of Doc Moreau, in between Kwajalein and Hawaii. And they've got spacecraft there of various types. They had Anunnaki, alien hybrids, genetic experiments, all under seabed base. Little blockhouse on Little Nell Island, Little Nell Atoll. And in 1969, before Star Wars was even conceived as a movie, you had people in white body armor just about like that come down to a dock and take the captain, the XO, and a certain radio man up the pike with them. And these were old Marines, older. And they took them up there. And they got in an elevator, went woo, woo. And they were down, you know, how many ever stories. The doors open up onto a bay, like about 3 football fields wide, about 40, 60 feet high and miles long under the seabed floor. This war is being fought in a different way. You don't even know that it's going on. But it will also be fought in a Civil War type of way, and I'm reminded of Dmitry Dudeman's discussion about during the time when there was a Civil War in the United States that the communists have started. Communists like Northam. Communists like all the demon commie rats, like Pelosi and all of them. Schumer, all of these people. They're no longer the Democrats of, Mayor Daley of Chicago era. No, no, no. They're demon commie rats possessed by demonic forces trying to create as much chaos as possible. Because then, they can bring in the order. And part of the order is to take away the guns. So while they're doing this now in Virginia, and the governor's already making his plans about how to go in and take down these counties with his National Guard. Oh, well, I wonder if any of the Virginians who are in the National Guard are going to want to take away their grandpa's shotgun and rifle, okay? And put down the insurgency! Or the rebellion! The rebellion by people who do not want to be subjugated and who do not wish their Second Amendment to be destroyed, which then protects the First Amendment and all the other amendments and is the first step to subjugation under an absolute despotism. No, I think not. I think not. I think you ought to read about the Battle of Lexington and the Battle of Concord at the old Concord Bridge. I think you ought to learn about some things, and this time there ain't going to be no pickets charged that will spend good infantry under the guns. It's going to be Stuart's cavalry. It's going to be hidey-hole this and hidey-hole that and guerrilla warfare. And do you think that Richmond will be spared? You'll just be able to latte, half latte, jiggy pants yourself around? Oh, I don't think so. And that is because of a totalitarian tyranny being proposed to destroy the Constitution of the United States. And then you know where else they're going from there? They've already started now, back to the West Coast. Now you got the governor of Washington State going to implement the same type of laws or try again. And they're going to jigaboo, jiggy, jiggy, jagga, jugga, jugga, back and forth. Jig your booty. Then they'll hit somewhere in the Midwest, then go back up probably to Connecticut or this one or that one. And you're going to start having, what do we have again in the news? Active shooters. Active shooters. President Trump should make a order from the commander-in-chief to allow any person on base that's on guard duty, whether it be at the gate or whether it be, and they should post guards at each door of every building and on every floor. That's what people in the military do. They have duty. And you have either at Pensacola, you got a master chief there that can issue the sidearm they should issue long arms and a sidearm. And they should march at a post. Because we are at war. And had this been Spetsnaz instead of the Ashrama Bing Bong, Shammy Rammy Bing Bong, Spetsnaz could have taken out all the jets. How do I know that kind of thing? Because if you ever read old Dirty Dick Marchinkus's books, he was SEAL Team 6, and then he formed the Red Team, and the Red Team was pretending like they were a terror group to go around and look for the security gaps and holes all over the United States. And I recall one thing out of one of his books, I think it was on the West Coast, and there was Air Force One parked at, I believe, a Navy base somewhere, or maybe his Air Force base. I don't know what it was. But in that course of that thing, they just snuck right in through the razor wire and blah, 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 and all the stuff, and just kind of low-crawled in. And they took the wife of the base commander hostage, treated her real nice, and had drinks for her and all that, and talked with her and all that. But she was detained, and then they snuck in, and all this is while they had already, the base had been alerted that the Red Team was coming to look for some chink in their armor, so they were at all hut, 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 top security, and SEAL Team 6 guys in the guise of Red Team went in, got right up into the cockpit of Air Force One, and put their Red Team card, which was like some fake name of some jihadi group from the Middle East. So that should go back to doing that, because we got dangerous people inside this country. You got Red Chinese Commando. You got Russian Spetsnaz that Obama hired. You got Gurkhas. You got all kind of people in here. Gurkhas will climb a mountain 14, 15 feet, 1,000 feet tall, not have a wind or a problem with the wind, use their kukri, slit your throat, cut your heart out, throw it over the side to Shiva or something, and walk back down the hill and go eat a meal, you know? The British like them. But I'm going to tell you what. You take them good old boys out of Virginia, West Virginia. You take them out of all the spots in the United States. You take the old swampers of the Muscle Shoal. You take them old Brotherhood of the Kudzu, the Mississippi boys, them old Missouri types. Whether it be from the Ozarks or in the Northland or the center. The old Kansas long-range shooters. Iron sights and shoot you dread at 1,000, 1,200 yards with the old guns. And crawl through arroyos and look just like a cow or look just like a shock of wheat. Alright? And them old Michigan boys, them old Ohio's, them Buckeyes. Southern Illinois, and there's some good ones in Central Illinois as well. I haven't been to the Northland recently, but there's a group of folks in Chicago you just don't want to mess with, you know? Because you'll goop up there Friday night. This is America. We do not need politicians going down this road, and it's not Trump. Trump has got everybody working. Trump has got the red Chinese paying tariffs. Trump is bringing jobs back hand over fist. Trump has backed down Korea. Trump has told the Russians to go fish and sanction them. Trump has got the military back in the pink in terms, or back in the, I shouldn't say the pink, because Obama got him into the pink jockstraps, but Trump has got him back into the skivvies and good hardcore weapons. But there's more to go, and I'm going to tell you what. Because of the climate and because of all of the trains running down the track to function junk. And everybody, you remember me from the first year, I talked about Casey Jones pouring on the coal, throttle pushed to the max, all of them. Casey Jones, high on moonshine. Then years later, I changed it and said, high on moonshine and on crystal meth. And they're all going to the same function junction at 120 mile an hour, one of them old steam locomotives, going fast as you please and throwing coal down into the furnace. So, ladies and gentlemen, you had better be prepared. And when I say prepared, you're going to need food, 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 water purification and water stored. Store some water. You can also treat your stored water with like aerobic 7 and other oxygen type treatments that will keep your water from turning brackish or causing it to create, you know, bacteria and stuff for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. But then you should have a Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters that not only will they take out the bacteria, the parasites, the viruses, protozoa, all that stuff, but they'll also take out about 99.9% of the chemicals. And you need extra filters. And there may be a nuke shot from the Ruskies or the Chinese. There could be little Kimmy drops the two EMP weapons over the center of the United States. So whatever you're going to need to camp out for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, because the soonest, if everything worked perfectly, that the power grid could come back up would be 18 months. At 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. And that's per congressional testimony. And I'm not even talking about if by chance the Red Chinese plague boys, the ones down around Berea, Kentucky a few years ago who released up, the ones who were up in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the woods on a river in central Ohio where they had to cut a new road down and gravel it up. The one where the guy that I knew was trying to watch him and went down the road. He then saw where they were going and a new base up in there. Or the fact of the matter is, I've got information from down around Sherman, Texas, from a good man down there. Let's just call him D.C., all right? Dick Clark. We'll call him Dick Clark. Old Dick Clark told me that he's seeing all kind of red Chinese young guys, not teenagers, but 20 years old, 21, 22, that kind of age, high and tight hair, short hair, and they're wearing these black jackets with some kind of aviation academy symbol on them. And he thinks there's hundreds of them, and they're being taught to fly jet planes. Now, that matches up with other things I've heard about, you know, for years now up in the Dakotas, I believe it's North Dakota, one of the Dakotas, and there's a big training facility up there that is training, quote-unquote, red Chinese airline pilots by the hundreds. Oh, I guess they are, everybody in the world now is flying China Air, you know, red Chinese Hakadaka Air or something, huh? Don't think so. But they're also up there teaching people how to fly drones, okay? So we're teaching the enemy how to maneuver and fly our aircraft. And then that also places them inside the United States for when the balloon goes up. And let me tell you something. When the balloon goes up, I hope it's your King Kong or Godzilla or your Superman or whatever it is. Or just an old bunch of weather balloons on wire cables. And if you crisscross them up in the air, then you got what they did in London years ago. It won't be perfect. Sure, they can stand off and hit you with the hellfire, knock the hill right from underneath you, but some of you are going to come out of there and them boys go to land somewhere, then it's going to be hell to pay for whoever goes against the American people under the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and under our Lord in heaven and his son, Lord Jesus, their natural laws of the right to defend yourself. The Declaration of Independence, so written by Thomas Jefferson on the hill in Monticello. And I read you Patrick Henry. Well, I'm going to tell you what, 80 counties and counting. You want to take 80 counties on and baby-killing traitor to the Constitution, governor of that state, which motto is Sic Semper Tyrannis? Well, then who's going to take care of the tyrant running your government? How's that going to be taking place? And what are you going to do then? You're going to have to order up federal troops. So then, that question 46 and 47 I told you about last night that the gunnery sergeant down in Atlanta was talking to me about. And back then, he said 80% of the officers back then were all for going ahead and working for the UN or going ahead and taking shots at the American citizens under the course of gun confiscation. But he said back then, about 70% of the non-coms and enlisted were against all of that. Now, I think that's changed a little bit. I don't think the percentage is quite as high, perhaps in the officer corps, but it would still be closer to 80 than to 60. But I'm not so sure that there's been any change other than a slight back off. You might find a few more people in the enlisted crowd and the non-coms who are saying, ah, heck with it. We don't question which door they're going to shoot us through. We just do them all. We're going to let God sort that out. Okay? It's not our reason to question which door we're sent through or to kick in. Well, to a certain degree, that's true. But on the other hand, you should stop and think about some of it when you're back inside the contours of the United States. And when you have the Soroses and probably, allegedly front for Rothschild. You got Soros funding all this stuff. You got all these communist left-wing agitators. Trying to destroy and paying people to be in Antifa, paying them to be in Black Lives Matter, paying to be in this lefty commie group, buying legislatures, funding legislators, bringing in by the hundreds of thousands illegal aliens and Syrian migrants, and then saying, if you vote Democratic, we're going to give it all to you free. Changing a state of Virginia, which although around D.C. in that area has always been a little more liberal, but at the same time, you didn't ever figure they were going to, like, destroy the Constitution. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of stuff going on, but it's a Luciferian five-dimensional chessboard. I talked to you about that the first year I was on as well. They play on five different dimensions, and the lie is different at every level. You think you got it figured out down here, you go to the next level down or up or however you want to talk about it. And the lie, it's different. What you thought was true is no longer true. It's another one. And it changes every day. So thank you to old Dick Clark for the good tip out of around Sherman, Texas area, because that academy apparently allegedly training the Red Chinese. And I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong. Somebody's paying for those students to be there. But why are they all the Red Chinese? But anyway, that's it. I believe there's an old Air Force base or something down there. Probably still used for a little clandestine kind of work, maybe. Perrin, is it Perrin? Perrin, somewhere near Sherman. I don't know, but allegedly that's what's going on down there. I can't verify that as yet because I haven't driven down there to see that. I might do that, or I might ask somebody down there, another person, to go and verify. But it does match up with the Dakota information. So I'm going to tell you again. Sharpen your K-bars. Sharpen your machete. Or you get your katana sword. Your Paul Chen katana. And you know, not only have they allowed all of these migrants to come in and make them vote Democratic, the judges let them gerrymander the district. Thanks to old Crazy Horse in the Wasatch for reminding me about that. Crazy Horse, you better get that horse liniment on your knees and get that stove warmed up out there, brother, because I think it's going to be a coming every which way from everywhere. I don't want to hasten anybody into this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to go into any of their Luciferian night without a fight. because I work for Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And if you have not availed yourself of the best deal in the world, then why don't you repent of your sins? Even if you used to know Jesus and you're totally backslid and you've done so many bad things, you've been in the briar patch, you know, and you close your eyes and all you see is one face after another face. And after another face and another face and another face. Even if you've done that, why don't you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean because he had his blood that was shed in order to save you from your sin. If you believe on him, by his grace, you'll be saved. Ah, Crazy Horse, you're a wild one. He says the stove is hot, but he said he's going to put on his buffalo robe and we'll be ready for the fight. Of course, he'll hide in a snowdrift and you'll never see him. Hide in a snowdrift and never see him. And then if I know Crazy Horse, he'll be up high and he'll just take that one or two or three shots, you know, at different things and make sure they go back down valley. And then he'll go back to that hot stove and have him a little beef steak and some hot coffee. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to also say tonight to our grandmother, our tough grandmother from Florida, from like the Jacksonville area, who fought the meth head, who was trying to get her purse in the car. Remember that lady? God bless her, and who went through all the floods and all the stuff, and she was prepared as best she could, and she had her little hot plate, and she cooked her chunky soup right there, and she hung in. She's partially got the home rebuilt, not all the way, and then now she has, apparently she's had a bout with the cancer. And she is with the Lord Jesus, is strong with her, and she's strong with Lord Jesus. But let's just take a time right now. Take a time right now and say this. Lord Jesus, will you please go right now to the Palm Coast and touch our lady there, Grandma, that is so tough and with you so strong. Let's just say her name is Mina. And let's say that Mina is down there, and if you will give her tonight, Lord Jesus, a medical miracle, they'll give you a medical miracle. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. And to all those who are still smarting and hurting and lack the understanding and need your guidance, Lord, those in Indianapolis who have lost loved ones, and all the people out there, Lord, that are friends of this show and who listen and who are good people. And let me just tell you this. I was just told that at the 44-minute mark, they shut you down over here in Old Virginia. They cut it off. That's from somebody who was listening in Virginia. They shut me off the air there, apparently, somehow, at the 44-minute mark. So they don't like what old Hawk has got to say. But I'm going to tell you what. Thomas Jefferson is up on the hill, and Patrick Henry is in your House of Burgesses, and you cannot deny it. And you got a lot of good old boys from the Shenandoah, from old Lexington up there in the Lexington area. Man, I love that little area. And I've been to that nice little restaurant next to the... What's that store? Oh, Grand Piano and Furniture Store there on the main street. You got a little second floor, little restaurant. I like that little restaurant. A lot of good place to hide in them old mountains up in there. And I'm going to tell you what, you need to be starting to get your bands of the hand. Bands of the hand. And you also need to make sure you vet who's getting in your bands of the hand, because Now they're going to run the sneaky peeks at you. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the Founding Fathers and all of those people. And the guys who were at Lexington Green who were just drilling. And at Lexington Green, they were just marching around as a local militia. And incidentally, Governor Northam, according to the U.S. title codes, every man is in the militia from about age 16 or 18 on up to about 60. So then you're in violation of that law. So consequently, everybody needs to get their stuff ready and to do it quietly. Assemble your possible bag. Have your rifle clean, your sidearm clean. Have your knife sharpened. Have your hideout sidearm clean. Have your second hideout boot knife sharpened and clean, okay? Get your backpacks, your rucksacks, and your butt packs, and all your stuff ready. And don't forget to put a medical kit in there, you know? And a little blood clotting stuff, and all those kind of good old soaker bandages. But if nothing else, don't forget to bring your rifle and your ammunition. Or your shotgun and your ammunition. And I'm going to tell you what. If you want to get to know somebody, get to know the boys that own them old bulldozers. And them backhoes and them front end loaders and them excavators. Get to know them guys who drive them big old Peterbilts and Mack trucks and, you know, that kind of stuff. And you get those kind of things, and you can rig up some pretty good stuff, or you can rig some plate steel up to make sure that the radiators don't get blown out when they start popping the 50s on them. Or the 20 mic. And you can get them sucker tuned up, and you can see a roadblock up ahead where they're going to fleece you. You can put the hammer down. Tighten that sucker up and you can go down the road. You can open that road too. Because I'll tell you what, when you start to get it down, I remember what the Western Rifle Shooters thing was. If you add up all the people that carry guns for the federals, for the states, for the police, for the military, and then you add them up, everybody that's a gun carrier, allegedly, in the power control of the federal government, or the Virginia state government, or whatever county or city government it is. You add all that up and you divide that in to the number of acres in the United States. And each one of them shooters, you're gonna have one at the most. Every 1.25 miles. So within that 1.25 miles, I think there could be more than a, you know, few thousand that might be at the ready. Now, I should never have to come to this. We have relative peace. We have a strong military. We have a president who has created a business climate that is booming. And there are more black people, more Hispanic people, more women, more Asians, more teenagers, and in general, more people of any stripe working since 1969, and some of those groups, the most people working ever. Now, you let this stuff roll a little bit. You get the projects going on the infrastructure. And people say, well, Hawk, you can't pay for it, the budget deficit. You know what? The true deficit or budget or the true total debt in the United States government can never be paid up. It's closer between 220 and 240 trillion with a T, trillion dollars. Can never be paid off. That's what you call an upright debt spike. I read about that in the Spotlight newspaper in about 1978. You can never pay it off because there's not enough worth of anything in the United States or maybe the world to pay our debt off, let alone all the rest of it. But you got to get ready now. And if you can't be in the fight, you can be in the logistics. You can be the person who's got some extra food, who's got a little secret basement room or little room up in the garage or the barn or out the chicken coop that you've made out there special. Where there's a little coffee and a candle and maybe an old lap robe or a blanket where somebody can take a minute or two of rest and have a cup of coffee and maybe a can of chunky soup. So you can do that. Yeah, I guess we're back on in Virginia. Yes. Because they had to find out what I'm going to say now. And we just caught him and called him out there, Mr. Brother over there. Ladies and gentlemen, all the good police officers, all the good military, the special ops, everybody, the little old ladies and the little grannies out there. All of you, don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. And let's prepare while we have a little more prosperity and abundance. Anything you can do to help me, I would sure love it. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you. Mickey Lapua, you stay on the optics. Mighty men and women of valor, go check out the Russians shooting a scaler at Hawaii through the earth from Cuba. Good night.